if the merger becomes a reality, what impacts can we expect on the markets both domestically and internationally?
Well, I don't think it'll have an immediate effect, but it's part of a strategy which is being carried out by China, which is that previously China saw the framework of competition between its enterprises, particularly its state-owned enterprises, within a single country. But really, that is really bypassed by globalization. So it is now adopting a position of really gearing up its companies to be players in globalized competition. We already saw that with the amalgamation of the train-making companies. So I see this as part of the same process, and I think this is a wholly rational strategy.
And, of course, this is part of an effort to reduce the oversupply, overcapacity issues in China. So how would the merger actually help to achieve this?
Well, it's much easier for a company to rationally plan its overall activities, because if you have a large number of small companies, it's a matter of survival. A small company goes out of business. Whereas in very large companies, what you're doing is you're rationalizing one part of the business, so you won't get the same type of resistance. What it doesn't deal with is, of course, is the question of what to do with the workers' concern. But again, in a very large company, there may be greater possibilities of redeploying people to new regions and so on and so forth. You have to work out whether the best thing is to create alternative employment in the same region, or you may be able to offer jobs in other parts of the company. So it altogether gives you much more flexibility to deal with all sorts of problems.
I imagine this process, though, will the mergers will take time. Obviously, these are individually already massive companies, and they've had a great deal of difficulty reaching their targets for cutting capacity this year. I believe only 30% of the 45 million tons they're supposed to cut. So how long will it take before we actually begin to see results? I mean, obviously, they're not going to have much of an impact through the rest of calendar year 2016.
Well, I'm not going to try to guess that from outside of the industry. Through working with companies, I know perfectly well that unless you're right in the middle of a situation, you can't guess that. But you've got to take many factors into account. You've got to take the market conditions, what you expect will be global increase in demand. Because after all, don't forget that the world economy is still growing. It might be growing more slowly than it was previously, but it's still growing. And then you've got to balance this against the welfare of the workers, which are concerns, and also questions of social stability. So it's a very complicated process. There are many factors that have to be taken into account.